9 o'clock, Jim Davis and the Buckeye Boy. Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate Connor McGahee, Katie Wingy coming on for Avs and Nuggets Day today. We're still casting our movie, Blue Steel, about the Super Bowl 50 season. We're casting Danny Trevathan, Cam Newton, Ron Rivera today. We've had suggestions of Jimmy Smits for Ron Rivera, Robert Dobby, Cam Newton. You and I like Michael B. Jordan, but I just remember who we had a really good suggestion on. I think it was Marcus out in Orchard Mesa for Jimmy Smits, which I think would be a great casting of Ron Rivera. But somebody also had a suggestion for Cam, and that was Dom. Dom came through the other day with a good one. Chris Warren, High School Musical for Cam Newton. Does look like Cam.
Yeah, not bad.
I agree. All right, so we're casting those three characters today. Cam Newton, Ron Rivera, Danny Trevathan. Send that to us today, 970-242-1340, Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. For what we think will be a blockbuster film.
This summer, coming to a theater near you.
The look I'm best known for is Blue Steel.
All right, so still time to get in today on casting Ron Rivera, Cam Newton, and Danny Trevathan.
Yeah, we got a couple good options on the text line that are better than Javier Bardem for Ron Rivera. So I've had to move off of that. I was really pumped. But we've had to move off of that.
Jimmy Smits is probably the front runner now for that.
Somebody texted in Lou Diamond Phillips. He might be a little on the shorter stature side.
Yeah.
But maybe.
Possibility.
Yeah.
I still like Jimmy Smits, though.
Yeah, so do I.
Who do we have in the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone
this
line?
This is none other than Darren Coltinary with the JUCO Tournament Committee.
Oh, very good. Very good. Joining us right now to talk about it from the JUCO Committee, Darren Coltinary. Darren, I appreciate the time. Thanks for coming on today.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
So, big news today. Release came out last night, but today is the day that I've had a lot of people asking me this question. When are JUCO tickets going to go on sale? We have the answer. Today, it's going down today, online only.
It's happening right now. So, they went on sale at 6 a.m., and we've had over 150 orders already leading up to this phone call. So, we're excited. I know it's been a long wait. Thanks for all the fans' patience and our volunteer committee dealing with social distancing, seat mapping, and then a variance change, and then updating our seat mapping, and you know, trying to make everyone happy with their prior reserve tickets. So we're doing the best we can, and we're just excited that baseball's coming back.
Absolutely. Darren Coltinary with the JUCO Baseball Committee in charge of operations for the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series. So we want to remind people once again, no paper tickets this year. Everything because of COVID, because of the Mesa County Health Department guidelines, everything is going to be done electronically at JUCOGJ.org. You go to the visitor information tab to click there to get tickets. So it's starting out with the tournament passes, the $35 passes, correct?
Yeah, so for sale right now, you are correct. Everything is electronic right now. So you can print that at home, or you can use your mobile phone to get a scan when you come into the stadium. The unique thing this year also is you can share your tickets. So if you buy a tournament pass, a reserve seat, and you're not going to go to Monday night's firework game, you can send that off to a friend, another family, some coworkers, and they could go in your spot. So they are shareable, and we're excited to announce that. And yes, general admission pass is $35. The unique thing this year is, Jim, if you can picture the stadium, right field line is general admission, and left field line beyond third base is general admission. The rest of the seats, like the tower section and behind home plate up to the dugout, are reserved only.
Darren Coltinary with the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series Committee with us on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. So down the road, though, individual game tickets will be available, correct?
They will, yes. We wanted to go live first with the ability for everyone to purchase a tournament pass and have a reserved seat. And if you've had a reserved seat in the past, you got an email this morning at 6 a.m. that allows you to renew your tickets. And you have until May 7th to do that.
Darren Coltinari, the JUCO Tournament Committee, joining us on the Jim Davis Show. You talked about seat mapping and variances. What's kind of the seat mapping going to look like right now, as far as you know?
So, back when we announced that we were hosting the tournament and tickets were on sale, we had a 3,500 fan capacity limit. And, you know, as vaccines were rolled out and Mesa County is in a good position and an outdoor event, we had conversations with Mesa County Health Department, and technically we have no restrictions. Knowing we are hosting 10 teams from potentially 10 states, we got to respect that. We got to respect that there is still the possibility teams could get sick, and we'll have to accommodate that. So what we're going to do differently this year is player interaction may be limited. The left outfield bleachers are players only, so general admission cannot sit in the outfield bleachers until we get to the Thursday-Friday games, and where there's only one game and potentially the championship game. So that's going to be for players to sit in their pods and have limited fan interaction. We still have a job to make sure there's baseball on the field, and we want to respect that.
Darren Coltinari, in charge of operations for the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series with us. JUCO tickets are on sale this morning. JUCOGJ.org. Go there. Click on the visitor information tab to get your tickets starting today. You mentioned some of those changes, Darren, in regard to left field just being for the teams and some of those things. With operations, this is obviously your wheelhouse, your baby. When we talk about balls being sanitized, things like that, what does that look like? If, you know, like you said, things are starting to change quite a bit, and it's getting more back to normal, but are you anticipating having to do something in regard to that? And how do you deal with the issue of the balls and those kind of things? Or is that something that's not the problem, that's not a concern from the NJCA or yourself or the committee?
The baseballs themselves are not necessarily a concern. We're not going to put restrictions on the field of play. We don't have the mandate that you have to wear a mask while you're playing. We're going to follow the guidelines of the NJCAA and what's acceptable for their tournament operations. But I guess you're not going to see a third baseman field the ball, sanitize it, and throw it to first, Jim.
Well, I wasn't necessarily meaning that, but
I know.
I mean, are they going to, you know, before the game, sanitize all that stuff? Yeah, I don't think he's going to whip out the Clorox wipe and rub it down really within like a half a second and throw it across the diamond. That'd be interesting to see, though.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of funny to see.
It's going to be normal baseball for sure. You know, the city of Grand Junction and Mark Mancuso and his staff, they've got the foggers, so between games, we're going to take the precautions of cleaning the dugouts. Obviously, we want to welcome parents to watch their sons play for a national title. We will clean the parent sections between games as well. So we've got some protocols in place to hopefully keep everyone safe and keep baseball going and have a smooth tournament.
He's in charge of operations for the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series, Darren Coltinari, joining us on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. And since we didn't play last year, we didn't get the chance to have the seeding before the tournament. It gets to happen this year, though, right, Darren, with the seeding this tournament?
We are going to seed the tournament. Yeah, that was supposed to happen last year. You'll see on our website and social media where we are releasing those seeds every week as they come out. And speaking to the NJCAA Division I Baseball Committee Chair, they hope to have, you got to finish your championship game in the region by Sunday leading up to the tournament. We could have the seeds as early as Monday, but for sure Tuesday coming into the tournament. So we'll know how the bracket's going to look at least by Tuesday.
And
stay tuned. We'll let you know. They might put on a tournament seeding show on NJCAA TV.
That would be really cool. So just for people that are hearing about this for the first time, how is this going to work in regard to seeding the Junior College World Series?
Well, it's a tough bracket, as everyone's accustomed to, with 10 teams. And the committee reviewed that bracket and what they think is the best path to the championship. That'll be where you see the number one seed, and they'll play the 10 seed. And so on, the 2 seed will play the 9 seed. The 3 seed will play the 8 seed. And that's how day one's going to look. So essentially, in the past, we've done it by regions and have just swapped the bracket every year and have different regions play each other. But now, you know, if San Jac comes in as a number one seed and the other Texas school is the 10 seed, they're going to play each other in the first round. It's going to be exciting.
What's some of the criteria that goes into establishing 1 versus 10?
You know, I could tell you our committee has no pull in how it's seeded. You know, there's a Division I baseball committee that's looking at strength of schedule, their region, obviously record, and they're tracking that throughout the year and have that discussion internally. So I could tell you I'm not necessarily privy to that information.
Okay.
And I'm glad we're not the ones seeding the tournament, because quite honestly, we're not the ones with eyes on the games right now. We're just trying to get fans in the stands and make it the wonderful experience it is for student athletes.
And just trying to make it happen with the same professionalism, the same great experience for everybody, like it's been year after year over at Saplesio Field. Darren, I always appreciate the time. Thank you so much. Of course, we'll have all the action of the Alpine Bank Junior College World Series right here on the Team Sports Network. Coming up Memorial Day weekend. And don't forget, tickets are on sale now at jucogj.org. Go to the visitor information tab to get your tickets now. Darren, I'm seeing a little bit over at the meeting, but thanks for coming on and talking about this today.
Absolutely. Hope to do it again.
All right, take care. Darren Coltonary with the Alpine Bank Junior College Baseball World Series, in charge of operations for the JUCO World Series. Appreciate Darren getting a chance to come on today. Good. JUCO meeting coming up later on, so gotta scurry over to Saplesio over there for the first JUCO meeting,
yeah,
of everybody in the committee, first one of the year. So
is there going to be lunch at this meeting?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, there's not.
I got to work then. I'm sorry, I can't make it. Not that I was invited.
Didn't realize you were now on the committee. Which I'd be fine. I'm sure it'd be great. Would you like me to put in a plug for you?
I'm sorry, I forgot to turn my microphone.
Way to go, Felsky.
All right. I'm all right.
Okay.
You know I can manage.
You're good. Okay.
Yeah.
You have plenty of stuff to do.
I have plenty to
us.
Do, for sure.
Absolutely. All right, 9:13. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. We're casting our movie Blue Steel about the Super Bowl 50 season. Casting Danny Trevathan, Cam Newton, Ron Rivera. Let's see, we got some more ideas on the text line. How you been busy today?
They've been good today.
Actor surfer Kala Alexander for Ron Rivera. Appreciate that, Ron. Rick Rozell, speaking of JUCO.
Yeah.
Jeans boy Ricky. Good morning, Rick. Just turned on the radio. Great news to hear about JUCO. No thoughts on casting. Have a great show. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate that. George Lopez for Ron Rivera. Too fluffy? Too chunky?
No thanks.
Yeah, I don't. Let's see. From Buffalo Mark.
He's taken to this whole texting thing.
Yeah, he has. All of a sudden for years. That's
to water, yeah.
I don't need to do that crap. He's got a phone text. Now. All of a sudden, boom. Yeah. It's like he's a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm going to text them today. Good morning, Buffalo Mark. Robert Beltran as Ron Rivera.
I don't know who that is.
Not sure who that is. Also wants to know who's directing this. We haven't really decided, right? We haven't?
No, and Lucas, Spielberg, they're all available.
I don't know. What about one of us? What about we co-direct it? But I don't know if the pile will be okay with you since you're not a Broncos fan. They may not be. They may not be
more honest than, you know.
Is that what we're looking for here? We're looking for honesty? No. This story is going to reflect the true greatness of that season, of that defense, and the story of a Hall of Fame legend in Peyton Manning. battling an injury.
Yeah.
Battling father time.
Coming off his deathbed.
Just like the Gipper.
Yeah.
Only the Gipper lives to come back and lead Notre Dame to the national championship.
Not only did we win the Super Bowl, we have to make it even more impressive.
Buffalo wants to know if we're going to have a lot of explosions, motorcycles, just like a Michael Bay film.
Maybe. You know?
Could we work in a car chase somewhere, maybe?
Yeah. You could with the whole tracking the register ID on private planes, because they were doing that with Peyton Manning.
With Peyton Manning, sure.
Yeah. Little car chase, you know? Who's in this SUV with the very big
windshield? Do we fictionalize it a little bit? Do we have a little bit like when, remember Kyle Shanahan with the Falcons left his tablet or whatever with the plays on it? Falcons Patriots Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And he got lost, and we could have maybe some kind of chase over the lost tablet or something, or somebody's stolen tablet. Somebody from the Panthers organization steals maybe Gary Kubiak's tablet.
Yeah.
Or maybe Wade's tablet.
The truth has no basis in this movie. No, we can do whatever we want.
Wanting to know if we're going to have a touch of David Lynch weirdness. Like a Twin Peaks kind of feel, or Blue Velvet. Somebody like Dennis Hopper in Blue Velvet huffing on the nitrous or huffing on some oxygen.
We'll probably have somebody doing that.
Somebody will be on oxygen. Yeah, probably so. Is it going to be epic like a Peter Jackson film like Lord of the Rings, something like that? I don't know.
Are we going to have to shoot it over 5 years in New Zealand? No.
No, we're not doing that. No. Budget does not allow for that. Martin Scorsese, Grit.
I mean, it's football players, so there's going to be a lot of F-bombs.
Absolutely, there'll be that.
It'll be our rival Goodfellas, for sure, or Casino.
He does not want it to be George Lucas, though.
Well, I mean, it's not really up to him.
I don't know.
So.
We'll see. I don't know. We may find somebody to direct this. Maybe that would be one of our final things we do.
It may be George Lucas out of spite now. I'm just
kidding. Yeah, we might ask the pile who should direct this when it's all done. Yep. So we've got... Bronco Sarge, he's the one who sent in Lou Diamond Phillips. Yeah, I kind of see it. It's not bad. Let's see what else. Harvey Keitel is Ron Rivera. Isn't Harvey a little long in the tooth there?
Long in the tooth?
Yeah, I don't know.
1 foot in the...
Appreciate
you know
the
what?
Participation and the thought, Will. I'm not sure Harvey Keitel's the guy we'd want to go with there. We got to think about that. All right, 918. No. I don't see it.
25, 30, 40 years ago? Sure.
Maybe, perhaps.
He's 81, know. Though, and he's only 5'7".
Yeah.
So.
Ron Rivera, 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah.
240-ish. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. But I appreciate Will sending that in today.
Yep.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You mentioned the Super League in European football,
yeah,
it lasted just like that, blink of an eye. But what if there was a Super League for college football?
There's been people on leave from the Marine Corps that lasted longer than the Super
League. You mentioned it was done like, huh? What are you talking? Oh, that's right. Yeah, we talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just didn't care. But it does lead to a discussion of what if college football had a Super League, which could happen down the road in its own way with the Power Five breaking off to do their own thing. That still remains, I think, a very distinct possibility somewhere in the future. But we're going to talk Super League college football. What if you took like 15 teams and created a Super League for college football? Who would be in there? We'll get into that coming up in just a moment. All right, 919. And look, automobiles are something. A car is something for many of us that we're passionate about. Passionate about a car that maybe you drove when you were young, or a car that you always wanted to own, right?
Yeah.
Like a sweet late 60s Corvette, or a Challenger from the early 70s, a classic Camaro. I mean, there's so many really cool cars, Mustangs of many, many different years of different vintage, shall we say. And you love to have a car like that because today's cars are awesome. They're cool. But they lack some of that nostalgia. The sound of a V8, there's nothing like it. The look of a classic automobile. a muscle car from the 60s, early 70s. And you're thinking, maybe I'd like to have a vintage ride like that that turns a lot of heads. And maybe you got that car that you had from when you were in high school or belonged to your older brother or whatever, that you just don't have the time to really do the work on it to bring it back to its former glory. And even better, with things like fuel injection and air conditioning, those amenities that make a current car, modern automobiles, really cool and really comfortable. Mile High Muscle and Delta, Jerry Gastineau, he's the guy that can make your automotive dreams come true. He's at 990 Highway 92 in Delta. You can call him today at 250-0999 or go to milehighmuscle5.com on the internet. He has a complete shop, restoration from the ground up. We're talking bodywork, full paint bay, wiring, drivetrains, complete car restoration to fuel injection. You might be good at one of those things, right? Might be good at working on engines. Maybe you do a little bodywork. You're not going to be proficient at all of them or have all the tools you need to make it happen. And that's where Mile High Muscle comes into play. Can't find the perfect car? Jared will build it for you. So what are you waiting for? Call him today. Mile High Muscle in Delta. Give Jared a call at 250-0999. That's 250-0999. Or go to milehighmuscle5.com. Making your automotive dreams come true. Mile High Muscle in Delta.
They're a lot of fun.
The Jim Davis Show.
They're idiots.
Say what?
On Colorado's sports leader, the team.
Welcome back, 925. Jim Davis along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. We're casting our Super Bowl 50 season Broncos film called Blue Steel. I know it's a no-fly zone, but we thought that just represented the back end of that defense, which was a great combination of T.J. Ward, who announced his retirement today. We thought he had already retired.
Yeah, a couple times, actually. He
hasn't played in 3 years. T.J. Ward, Darian Stewart, Aqib Talib, Chris Harris Jr. with Bradley Roby mixed in there.
Right.
And we thought Blue Steel kind of represented that, the totality of that defense with DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller and Malik Jackson, Danny Trevathan, and Brandon Marshall 2.0 and all those guys. So we're casting today. We've cast a lot of folks for this. Today we're focusing in on Danny Trevathan, Ron Rivera, and Cam Newton. And Rob, good morning, Rob. Another suggestion of Danny Trejo as Ron Rivera. Doesn't look a lot like him.
Too small.
If we're looking to have him whack somebody,
yeah,
then Danny Trejo's the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But machete and a ton of different.
Does Ron moves Rivera like. Have a big chest tattoo that we don't know about?
I don't know. I'm not privy to that knowledge.
He wears like, you know, polo shirts and things like that. And Danny Trejo doesn't. He barely wears shirts at all. He wears just like a leather vest with throwing knives in it, right?
I don't think that's his everyday ensemble, but yeah, I think.
But there's no telling. I don't see him every day.
Well, I did see an interview with him talking about Trejo's tacos and, mm-hmm. and the beer that he sells.
Probably some carving knives in his jacket pocket or bootstrap or something.
I imagine there's probably some carving knives out there.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
A butterfly knife somewhere?
The Danny Trejo carving knife set.
I would buy that, actually. I
think
would.
I might, too. I think I probably would. I think I probably would buy that. But I would want it. I'd want Danny Trejo's name engraved.
Yeah.
In one of the blades.
And, you know, they need to be, like, painted and designed and decorated so they look like they have blood on them.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding. That's a good idea. They got to look like they got some blood on them already.
Yeah. Danny, call us. 242-1340.
Yeah. We have a wealth of ideas for you, Danny.
Don't call the front desk. They'll send you to a salesperson.
Yeah, and we don't want that. No. We need you to talk to us.
Yes.
They can help you. That's fine. Yeah. But we are coming up with great creative ideas.
They can walk you through the contract, but we need to discuss first.
You know, to add to Trejo's tacos and the beer and everything.
Trejo's knives.
Will there be maybe Trejo's bullets at some point, too?
With
his face on those, maybe?
The shell casings you could use multiple times, but...
No, the casing. Put it on the casing, I like that. See, there.
Put them on the bottom where the pin hits it.
Perfect. There you go.
Trejo's face.
Okay. Contact us, Danny. Give us a call. We'd love to help you.
Yeah. Area code 970.
I'd love to get in on that action, a piece of that action. Okay. We mentioned that the European Super League for soccer, it came and went just like that over the weekend.
Pretty much.
And so...
What was that?
But what about if there was a... It was going to be a 15-team European Super League. What if we had that version, a version of a Super League for college football here in this country? That over the Sporting News, they came up with a criteria of who would be in their 15-team Super League. Revenue.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest.
It's all about money.
It's all about the Benjamins. Yep. It's all about the money.
They had the $4 billion deal ready to go for the Super League. And it was going to be split amongst the teams.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's totally insane. So, programs that generate revenue, right there. That's one of the top things you're looking at as far as determining who these teams are. The record, the last 10 years. Because you're going to have relegation as part of this, right? Just like European soccer.
Yeah.
Relegation, you know, these teams will start out, but within a 10-year period, if they start to backslide, you're gone. And maybe somebody else moves into your slot. Championships. How many titles have you won? Or how many title games have you gotten to? Have you got to the college football playoffs? Would factor into this. Also, NFL drafts. The picks that are selected from these schools. How many players came from your school that got drafted in the NFL over the last, let's say, decade? So those are some of the criteria of picking the 15 teams. And here's who they've selected over at Sporting News. We'll start out at number 15.
Okay.
Let's see if we agree, disagree. USC.
I guess for revenue and draft picks, you have to agree.
They are on the fringe, though.
Yeah.
They're in at number 15 for a reason because they're barely in. Only Pac-12 school, by the way, in this group.
Shocking.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
That was sarcasm, by the way.
The first five out, by the way, Tennessee, Appalachian State, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Boise State. Huh? Nebraska?
One of those teams is not like the other, and it's Nebraska.
I mean, Appalachian State, okay. Well, what about North Dakota State?
Yeah.
Which they're not, well... Appalachian State's now a
D1.
And more money. North Dakota State is still an FCS school. But
less money.
Wisconsin, okay. Nebraska, still ranked. The reason they say they're still ranked top 15 in revenue.
Well, there's nothing else to do in Nebraska.
But
that's
all they can hang their hat on.
We spend a lot of money to go watch a team go 7-5.
Boise State came very close to getting in, according to the folks at Sporting News. So it's USC at number 15. Penn State's number 14. Sixth in revenue.
Okay, yeah. 100,000 people in that house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Miami.
That's draft picks and revenue, right?
It's not in revenue. They're not in the top 15 in revenue.
Really?
It's pretty much about...
Draft picks.
Draft picks.
And the U.
Auburn's number 12.
I guess they won recently.
They have Florida at number 10. Florida State, excuse me, number 10.
Is that revenue?
They've produced talent for the NFL, Jameis Winston, guys like that. Yeah. But I
guess they got a ring Dalvin, a while
Dalvin
back,
Cook?
They?
Yeah, 2014 for Jameis Winston?
I guess.
Okay. Michigan.
No, absolutely not.
Yes, they're third in revenue.
Yeah. What have they won?
They haven't won anything, but then again... When is Florida? It's been a while for Florida State too, dude. So,
but they won a national championship. Michigan's won jack in the last 20 years.
But all those fannies and all those seats.
We pay a crap load of money to watch a team go 7-5 every year, just like Nebraska.
That's pretty much it, isn't it? Yeah. Michigan's only the slightly better version of Nebraska. Slightly better.
It's Nebraska, but closer to Detroit.
Which makes Nebraska better, actually.
That's true.
Give me Lincoln over Detroit any day
of
the week.
Give me Lincoln over Ann Arbor. At least Lincoln's not on fire.
Yeah. Well, I was referencing Detroit being the big city close by, but yeah. Ann Arbor. Yeah, you're right. Ann Arbor.
Yeah. Either or, I don't care.
Yeah, they got Florida number 23. Outside the top 15 in winning percentage. But they're the highest ranked team of the three major FBS schools in Florida.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'd put Florida in there.
Yeah, sure.
They won titles in the last decade. And
a couple of them, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of guys go to the NFL from there.
True. Not very good, but they go.
Texas.
Okay.
They're first in revenue. Don't produce a lot of talent anymore, though, that goes to the NFL and does much.
Pay a lot of money to watch our team go 8-4.
Once again, yeah, same. The glory days are quite a while ago.
It's Nebraska, but in Texas.
Notre Dame 7.
But their TV deal, yeah.
It's their TV deal.
They got to go in.
It's their TV. They're top 5 in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
They have a top 10 winning percentage, too.
Because they don't play in a conference.
I know.
I mean, they play in the ACC, but it's not like they're playing Clemson every year.
Oklahoma, number 6. Yeah, I would say Oklahoma.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I have no problem with that.
Draft picks, revenue.
Championships, or at least, or into the college
recently,
football playoffs and things like that, yeah. Georgia, number 5. Second in revenue. A lot of guys from Georgia play in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Strong winning percentage. Haven't won jack in terms of a national championship.
Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, both from Georgia.
Yeah, exactly. Making the point where one of those guys...
It's apparently a great place to be from.
Yeah, one of those guys play for Georgia. Maybe they have a national championship in their, in their hip pocket.
Don't run Justin Fields out of town.
Clemson has to be in.
Yeah.
And Clemson's number 4. Number 3 is LSU. A lot of NFL draft picks. They do have a national champion for 2020 with Joe Burrow. And Ed Orgeron. Championship, go Tigers. Yeah, okay. Your Buckeyes, Alabama.
Number 2, Ohio State.
Yeah. So, any one of those we have a huge, huge problem with? Florida State, I'm kind of, really? Florida State?
I got a couple problems.
USC, I think, almost doesn't deserve to be in here.
Florida State, Michigan.
But you're talking, but once again, when you think about revenue, revenue generated from the program, eyeballs on those programs, passionate fan base, produces draft picks for the NFL. Championships are part of it. That's not the sole determining factor here, though.
Who was the last big draft pick for Michigan or Texas, either way? Either school. Who's the last guy that you can be like, yeah.
But it's also about revenue, though, too.
I know, but just because you make a lot of money doesn't mean you deserve to be eyeballs on TV all the time.
Would Boise State replace any of these schools? It hurts them because they're a group of 5.
Yeah.
Success-wise, yeah, they deserve to be in consideration, but I don't know. Do they produce draft picks? Yeah, they do to a certain degree.
But like USC, Miami, Florida State, Michigan, I don't think any of those 4 teams really would go in a super league. All it is history for those schools.
But it's current. But it's about revenue, though. See, once again, you're missing the point that revenue plays.
I know, it's about revenue.
Revenue plays a big role in this. You can't just go on championships.
I wouldn't spend any money on those 4 teams.
Well,
that's me.
I know you wouldn't, but the fans of those teams would. And I think kind of an interesting idea. You have your 15 teams, and then there's relegation. Maybe it's 5 years. Maybe it's 5 years, and if you start to see a backsliding and you're finishing, you know, the bottom half of the 15 every year, you've got other schools like a Boise State maybe or a Wisconsin.
See, now how would this work scheduling-wise? Is this just you play all these other teams? You know, because
and I'm not
the
sure
Super
how,
League
yeah, I'm
was
not sure
the,
how that would work.
The Super League was on top of your domestic schedule and, you know, other competitions. It was midweek.
Right.
You can't do that in, like, contact American football, but would it replace your conference? Would it be your non-conference games?
This would be your. I'm assuming they didn't say this. My assumption is this would be.
I've heard a lot of different theories.
This
about
would be this. Your schedule. This would be you play these 15 teams or 14 teams. These are the teams you face in your schedule.
We shouldn't have to have a tournament at that point. Whoever wins the conference
is your national champion.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's an interesting idea.
Yeah. If that's your schedule, though, I'm not I'm kind of less of a fan of it.
Then what do you do with everybody else, though? I mean, they play their schedule, I guess, right? And all of a sudden conferences are gone.
I don't know who it was from. I saw a theory floated that the Super League is your non-conference games. Like, Alabama will still play the SEC. Ohio State will still play the Big Ten. But in your non-conference games, the four of them, or however many you get, you have to pick Super League teams if you're in the Super League. Everybody else can play anybody else they want. But Ohio State can only pick from those 14 teams over the course of their non-conference schedule. And you rotate them somehow. But you can only, like, Ohio State can't play Cincinnati every year. Alabama can't play Mercer. You know, they can't schedule Southwestern Mississippi State.
How about this is your schedule, though?
I don't like it because we wouldn't win very much.
Don't sell yourself short. Come on, man. Don't sell the Buckeyes short. Ryan Day, be in there. Be competitive.
Yeah, but we get some weeks off every now and then. You know, when we play the Rutgers and the Marylands and the Michigans, it's nice to have those weeks off to prepare for other games.
There's no catching your breath here.
Yeah.
There is absolutely no catching your breath.
That's where I think it would cost teams that are not Alabama.
All right. Time for this day in sports history. And today, 1925, flags flying at half-mast in Major League Baseball parks for a month in honor of Brooklyn Dodgers majority owner and president Charles Ebbets, who died of heart failure on April 18th. 1956, New York Yankees blow an 8-run lead but scored 5 runs at the bottom of the 8th inning to beat the Red Sox 14-10 at home. 1972, the Knicks and Celtics brawled for a little over a minute to play, and the Knicks 116-98 win at Madison Square Garden in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals. 1980, Tony Romo was born. You know where he was born?
He's not Santa Claus, Illinois, is he? No, that's Jay Cutler.
That'd be Jay Cutler.
No, I don't.
San Diego.
Oh. Huh.
West Coast.
Yeah, he looks like a San Diego
West Coast guy. You think it, you know, Aikman, of course, played out in the West Coast. He was, what, Oklahoma, right? Troy Aikman, I believe?
Yeah.
Played Oklahoma, was UCLA. Born in Oklahoma? Yeah. But after a great career at Eastern Illinois, was the Cowboys starting quarterback for 10 seasons, of course. We know what he does on the TV these days. In 1982, Milwaukee Brewers relief pitcher Raleigh Fingers became first to record 300 saves in a 3-1 win over Toronto at Milwaukee County Stadium. So cool. And Raleigh Fingers came to Grand Junction for the Junior College World Series because his son played in the JUCO World Series. Also, 1984, Bob Knight made his first cut of players to the Olympic team. Surviving players were Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing, Sam Perkins, John Stockton, and Karl Malone. Eventually, Stockton and Malone would get cut. Imagine cutting those guys. Telling John Stockton, you're not good enough to be on this team. Telling Karl Malone, sorry, dude, not good enough to play with these guys.
They were dream teamers in 92, though, weren't they?
Yes, they were. So they eventually...
They got theirs.
96, famed bookmaker and NFL Today sports commentator Jimmy the Greek Snyder died of a heart attack in Vegas at the age of 77. And he was the guy that kind of opened the door all those decades ago for sports gambling to be kind of legitimized a little bit with what he did on NFL Today. Also, 2001, the Los Angeles Extreme beat the San Francisco Demons 38-6 to win the XFL championship. League was done 3 weeks later.
Yep. Old Tommy Maddox.
Tommy Maddox won in the championship. All right, 9:42. And joining us right now, we have Don Dymel joining us from Play It Again Sports out at Valley Plaza. Don, I appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Play It Again Sports. You get things rocking and rolling starting on Thursday. Have your big grand opening. I know this is something that has been building for you for a long time, trying to initially get that inventory built up, right? Because got to have sporting goods to sell people, and you got to build that up first before you can open the doors to the public. Well, that's finally going to happen coming up this week.
Yeah, we've been trying to collect our inventory for the last 7 weeks or so. So had a lot of great support, a lot of awesome merchandise come in the door. We've gotten a lot of comments on how good things look, how the equipment and stuff looks pretty new, so we're pretty excited about what we've gotten in so far.
And we're talking about everything from baseball equipment to lacrosse stuff to, I know I've got a kayak that I have to bring by and show you because I've got a kayak hanging up in my garage that did a gently used kayak that I need to do something with. So we're talking about a variety of different sports equipment that you have right now at Play It Again Sports.
Correct. We have pretty much all of the school-type sports, in addition to golf. Disc golf. We have a decent selection of disc golf right now,
which is really popular around here.
Yes, we've had quite a few guys coming in trying to buy some of our discs now and seeing if we can do some things on the side. And we're, you know, unable to sell anything quite yet. So we're anxious for Thursday, you know, so we can finally start letting people have some of the stuff that we've got going on in there.
Don with Blade Again Sports. Valley Plaza, by the way, out by Mesa Mall, Blade Again Sports, their big grand opening starts this Thursday. And so you're still looking to add to inventory, and that's a part of the big push right now is to add more things. So we're talking about, like I said, baseball gear, basketball, stuff like that. What's the process? They just bring them by and show it to you, and then you determine a price at that point in time. How does it work if I'm bringing something into you at Play It Again Sports?
You just bring it in. We'll take a look at everything. The things that we want to purchase, we'll make you an offer on. Anything that we don't want to purchase, we just send back home with you. And it's usually a same-day service, so we can get you processed and get you paid out the same day. You don't necessarily have to stay there. You can go run errands and stuff. We'll send you a text when we're finished. We just ask that you come back the same day before we close, and you know, we'll get you taken care of. And once we open, we'll be able to do some trades with you. If you bring some stuff in and you want to do some shopping, we can do a trade with you, and we just settle on the difference.
Man, that's a great idea. Like for somebody like me with the kayak that, you know, if I want, there's some other things, golf clubs, whatever, that you have that I would really like, we can just make that trade and I can get some things that I'm actually going to use, which, you know, that's one of the great things that you have at Played Again Sports. And I love, you know, we love the idea of recycling. This is the perfect way to recycle, I mean, great, you know, sports gear that's been gently used for people that they don't want to go and pay full price for maybe a bat for their child for baseball or softball. This is a great way to recycle some of these things and also save a lot of money as well.
Yeah, it works well for, especially for parents with their kids just getting into sports who don't know for sure if they want to, how exactly committed they're going to be to it. So you can get in with the equipment you need without spending a ton of money. And then if they do like it, then you can start upgrading from there.
We got Don from Play It Again Sports over at Valley Plaza here in town with us on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. So the big grand opening starts Thursday, starts tomorrow. So give us an idea of some of the things that will be going on if people are going to stop by Play It Again Sports.
Thursday morning, the first 20 households in line will get a $25 gift card. And then later in the day, we're going to be doing drawings and stuff throughout the whole weekend. Thursday, we're going to be giving away a new stand-up paddleboard. Friday and Saturday, we'll have some smaller giveaways. And then Sunday, our grand prize giveaway, if you want to call it that, is a foursome out at Redlands Mesa.
All right, really good. Some great stuff to win. Redlands Mesa, great golf course to go play. And once again, like you were saying, with you know, kids are started Little League baseball and softball, chance to, you know, to add to some of their gear. Like you said, if your child is starting a sport maybe that they haven't played before, great way to get into it in a low-cost way to find out if your child really likes that. What are the hours for Play It Again Sports?
Monday through Saturday, we're open 10 to 8, and then Sundays, we're open 10 to 5.
All right, Valley Plaza, right there next to Mesa Mall out west of town. And for the folks listening all across the Western Slope, Delta Montrose, if you're coming into town and you've got some sporting goods that you haven't used in quite some time, swing by Play It Again Sports out at Valley Plaza and talk to Don about it. Hey, Don, I appreciate it. Thanks for coming in today. Appreciate you sponsoring what we do here on our radio station on the team. And best of luck, and I'll get that kayak by, and we'll see if we can make a deal on that kayak, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Don Dymel with Play It Again Sports, Valley Plaza here in town. We'll take a break, and we'll come back 9:47. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network.
Cuckoo, loony, and crazy.
The Jim Davis Show on Colorado's sports leader, The Team.
Welcome back. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, the most trusted name in automobiles. Casting for Danny Trevathan, Ron Rivera, and Cam Newton today. Text or call us 970-242-1340. Love to get your thoughts as we get down to, well, final Bronco that we're casting today with Danny Trevathan. So have we decided, we made it official on the three? I think Jimmy Smits as Ron Rivera.
Yeah.
Makes total sense.
Yeah, I still like Michael Ealy as Danny Trevathan. Michael B. Jordan as Cam Newton. And then Jimmy Smits. That's who I've got.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty much there with you.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Ealy, still not sure. I like, you know, one of the guys that I thought about was Donald Glover, who had brought it before.
Yeah. He's smaller than Michael Ealy, though.
That's true. No, I'm okay with Michael Ealy.
It's not a huge role. Doesn't have to necessarily. And we can always take creative. We can combine two real guys into one movie guy. They do that all the time.
Well, yeah. I know that you and I both like Michael B. Jordan.
Yes.
And I just think Michael B. Jordan is a really good fit personality-wise.
Yeah, he's already got his bad guy movie chops down.
Size-wise.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we go with Michael B. Jordan.
I
know we had some really, you know, outstanding suggestions to some other guys, but I'm with you on that. I think we both agree.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ron Rivera is going to be played by Jimmy Smits.
Yep.
Cam Newton, Michael B. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michael Ealy.
As Danny Trevathan.
As Danny Trevathan. All right. So tomorrow, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Or just want to do all, let's just do all three tomorrow. Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Philip Rivers.
I got two already. I got the quarterbacks already.
Okay.
One's really good and the other is pretty decent. So.
All right. You want to give us a little hint or are you going to save that for tomorrow?
One of the quarterbacks used to be married into the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Another one of the quarterbacks, I believe, once played a blue person in a movie.
Played a blue person.
I believe so. I think it's the same guy. And like, he's what, not like from this country.
Like what, a Smurf?
No.
Okay. Now I'm really, really intrigued.
Yeah, that's a good tease.
That's really good. Okay, so that'll be tomorrow on the program. All right, let's quickly wrap it up with...
We're taking out the trash. It's garbage time on the Jim Davis Show on the Team.
Oh, I love trash.
All right, it seems like I always kind of grab this first. What do you have something today for garbage time?
Not really. There's a thing out there that Major League Baseball is working with regional sports networks to provide some over-the-top offerings, which is like streaming and that sort of thing. And that would be something that may not require authentication, which means you may not have to have the local cable service to stream your local RSNs, maybe including Major League Baseball. And that would be huge for cord cutters.
That would be big. Congratulations to Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey is pregnant.
Hey, no WWE comeback for her.
Her and her husband, Travis Brown, are going to celebrate their first child. So congratulations to the lucky couple.
Absolutely. And keep them both as far away from my wrestling as possible.
All right. That's our show for today. Back with you tomorrow, 7 to 10. Don't forget, who is it tomorrow? Chance to play tomorrow. Also in the garage, NASCAR, Fred and J-Rod. Brought to you by Montrose Ford Nissan. That's tomorrow on the show.